And we're back at the Radio Cafe. I'm Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're here with Rob DeWalt, a longtime Radio Cafe Cafe guest and regular. Good
Hi.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm just getting over some sort of weird sort of bug, so I'm a little out of it, but I will be perky, I promise.
Perky, perky. It's easy to be perky when it's a beautiful day like this.
It is a beautiful day. Yesterday was a little hot. I think we broke a record, didn't we?
I think so. Was it 99, 100 degrees?
102, I think, was the final tally. So I'll be in an air-conditioned office, hopefully, most of the day. And
New Mexico Magazine, that is.
Yes. Yes, New Mexico Magazine, and our July issue is on the stands now. And there's actually a great piece in there about the opera by Candace Walsh towards the end of the magazine there.
Tell us about that. It's opera's opening weekend.
It's opera's opening weekend. The big thing for me is the world premiere of Oscar. That's really what I'm looking forward to.
Tell us about that instead.
Well, I don't really want to tell you about it because I want you to pick up the magazine and read it yourself. But the opera season does open this weekend, and it's an incredible lineup. Marriage of Figaro is my favorite. I know that's pretty cliche, but it is. So I'm looking forward to at least going to one of those performances this season. And there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
There really is.
Well, and throughout the week too, because it is July 4th week, sort of.
That's right, pancake time.
It's pancakes on the plaza, right? And that's happening. Well, we know
which day of the week is the 4th? I think it's Thursday.
The 4th is a Thursday. So it's Pancakes on the Plaza, I believe, starts at around, let me make sure I get this right, 7 a.m. It's like 7 a.m. to noon. There's like kids and live music, and there's an arts and crafts show like there is every year. You can get tickets in advance at pancakesontheplaza.com or call 274-2266, or you can get them for a little bit more the day of the event. And that's going to be fun. You know, they moved the fireworks this year.
I didn't know that.
Not that they should really be doing them anyway, but there's a bunch of construction stuff going on at the high school right by my house. It was so awesome because all we had to do was walk out onto our backyard or climb up on the roof, and it was like a free show. But this year, they have moved them to the Municipal Recreation Complex, which is at 205 Caja del Rio.
Is that by Marty Sanchez?
I don't think so. I think so. It's Caja del Rio.
Well, I know where to look for them.
Google Maps
look up.
That thing.
I'm going to look up into the sky.
Yeah, and then just follow it. Let's see. Things start off at like 5 o'clock. There's going to be live music. I think Soul Fire's playing. They play every year. They don't want anybody to tailgate or bring outside food and drinks into the complex. So keep that in mind.
Maybe you can bring a chair.
Maybe you can bring a chair, but just, you know, be mindful. No glass, you know, no snarling dogs or cats. I don't know about snarling cats. I've never really seen one, but I'm sure they exist.
They exist. They just don't come out of the house.
Right. So there are July 4th happenings going on, including a backstage tour at the Santa Fe Opera that starts at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
On the 4th of July?
On the 4th of July.
I hear that's a great tour, and it's amazing to see what goes on behind the scenes at the opera.
The costume shop is my favorite part of the tour, but there are many other things to see there. What else is happening?
Well, tonight we have a lot this weekend, even before the 4th of July. And tonight is the Patty Griffin concert, which I'm sure will be very popular among Santa Fe's Americana and Patty Griffin fans. That concert is at the Greer Garson Theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. It starts at 7:30 tonight. I believe tickets are still available. I'm not 100% sure, but you can call or go online and find out. You can get tickets for Patty Griffin at Ticket Santa Fe at the Lensic, 988-1234, or ticketsantafe.org.
Sweet. Also tonight, one of my favorite local bands, La Junta, is playing with DJ Dynamite Soul and Boom Roots at the Lodge at Santa Fe Restaurant and Bar over there on North St. Francis Drive.
Right.
At the Lodge.
At the Lodge, the hotel there?
Yeah. I mean, Nick Pena, who is in the band, he runs the Santa Fe or New Mexico food tours. So he's got this, you know, great business where he's got these food tours, and he takes people around to all these restaurants and stops along the way and points out interesting things. So he's like diehard Santa Fe, and he's been in town forever, and he sings a lot about his life and the 505 and, And they've been, you know, working real hard in the studio, and I think this is one of their first performances as an ensemble. And so that's tonight. I think things get started about 7 o'clock. And tickets are less if you get there before 10. So.
Which you should.
Yeah.
Dee Numbers plays tomorrow night in the Rail Yard. It's a big music weekend.
Ooh.
This is the local instrumental electronic band. It starts at 7:30 in the plaza, in the Rail Yard Plaza. Make sure it's not the downtown plaza, it's the Rail Yard Plaza. And it's free, so I'm sure that'll be a big one, too.
That's gonna be a big one. Also, 2013 bus, Wise Fool New Mexico, some of my favorite folks.
Me, too.
They have this sort of circus camp every summer. And the participants are going to have a showcase tonight at 7 p.m. over at the Weisville Studios, which is 2778D Agua Fria Street. It's on a sliding scale. Kids 12 and under, it's a lot cheaper. But 992-2588, and there's also a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show on Saturday if you have plans on Friday.
And that should be the students in the camp and also the regulars?
And the regulars, yeah. I think they're like sort of together.
It's amazing what people can learn to do.
I know.
And twist and turn and fly through the air. Yeah. With the greatest of ease.
It's yeah, you really have to go and see one of these things to believe what they can accomplish. And there's just a short amount of time, you know, rehearsing and whatnot. What else? We've got a lot of art openings, actually.
We do.
We have Ray Metzger, Shadow Catcher. There's going to be an exhibition of his photographs at Andrew Smith Gallery over there on Grant Avenue. There's a reception, I believe, from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. Heidi Lowe in Porcelain Gallery over on Johnson Street. She's got some new work. The title of the show is Sexy Curve. So,
whoa.
You know.
Get ready.
Read whatever you want into that. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. is the reception tonight, but that's up through July 20th.
And it's Sexy Porcelain.
Sexy Porcelain.
Tonight at the Rail Yard, it's in the Rail Yard Arts District. It's the last Friday art walk from 5 to 7. So all the galleries are kind of welcoming people and for this last Friday walk. Charlotte Jackson Fine Art, Lou Allen Gallery, William Siegel Gallery, James Kelly Contemporary, Zane Bennett, David Richard, the whole Rail Yard gang.
And that actually, the final Friday actually coincides with the Santa Fe Studio Tour, which is a 3-day event. I think there's about 30 or 35 studios involved this year. All kinds of different work. There's ceramics, paintings, jewelry. There is a sort of kickoff party tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Okay.
Tonight?
Well, it's sort of an introduction to the studio. So if you go to SantaFeStudioTour.com, you can find maps and you can find out, what time the studio tour is on Saturday and Sunday.
And it's a self-led tour, so
yeah,
you go...
Yeah, it's a self-guided tour. There's no one in a funny hat pointing things out.
Phew. Yeah. And it's presented by Creative Santa Fe?
Yes.
And let's see. I also know that there are 59 artists and 37 studios, so it's big.
So it's, yeah, the 37 studios, so obviously they're sharing studios, right? That would make sense.
That makes sense to me.
The difference in numbers. Anyway... Zane Bennett's got an awesome thing. Actor and artist Robert Dean Stockwell, one of my favorites. He's got a show called Cleromancy. It's a dice installation. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight at Zane Bennett Contemporary Art.
A dice, as in die, as in roll the
as
dice?
In, yeah, roll the dice. He
and
makes these weird, they almost look like dioramas to me.
Dice-oramas.
Yeah, dice-oramas.
And this is Dean Stockwell?
Yes, this is the
man Dean
Stockwell,
we know and love.
The man we know and love. As both an artist and an actor.
Exactly.
So that's going to be a cool show. This is the last weekend to catch Chapter 2, Neil Simon's comedy at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Starring? Is that the one that stars your
Well, he co-starring Robert Knott.
Okay.
It's an ensemble cast.
Okay, of course it is.
My friend Robert Knott is in there. And I believe that show is at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And there's other shows going throughout the weekend. You can get ticket information at santafeplayhouse.org or you can call 988-4262.
There's some other theater this weekend as well.
Nice.
Forgiving Productions and Warehouse 21 are presenting two plays by Peter Hedges, The Valerie of Now and Imagining Brad. Two different plays. 7:30 p.m. Saturday and I believe tonight as well. At Warehouse 21, 1614 Paseo de Peralta. I have a little bit more information about those plays. I believe the Valerie of Now is about a young girl, and she appears again in Imagining Brad when she's older. So they're connected plays by Peter Hedges. That's at Warehouse 21.
Sweet. Go ahead.
I was going to say the other theater you might want to catch this weekend is two one-act plays called Deadwood Duet. These are plays about Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane.
Mm.
And they're written by Brad Gromelski, who's a faculty member at Ionia College. You can catch these Western-themed plays at Teatro Paragua Studio at 3205 Calle Marie, which is down off Henry Lynch Road near Agua Fria. It's at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night, 2 p.m. Sunday. If you'd like more information or tickets, you can call 424-1601. And do make a reservation, as the theater is not huge.
Yes, do make a reservation. One of my favorite funk bands, The Sticky, is playing tomorrow at the Rail Yard Performance Center. I think doors open at 7:30 or 8. And it's Peter Williams, who is the funkiest of them all, is celebrating his 50th birthday. And these guys won the New Mexico Music Award for Best R&B Song for Making Love in Outer Space.
Whoa.
So it's going to be funktastic. And it's at the Rail Yard Performance Center, which is at 1611 Paseo de Peralta. And it is going to be a blast.
Will you go to that?
I think. The party is called Party at the End of the World. And I am, like, so out of it that I don't know if I'll be able to go. I'm wishing him a happy birthday anyway.
Me too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peter.
You know, there's a movie that looks really interesting opening tonight. It is opening at the CCA Cinematheque tonight, Friday, June 28th, and it's called Dirty Wars. It is a documentary by investigative journalist Jeremy Scahill, who also wrote Blackwater.
This movie is getting a lot of attention.
It is, and I think it's one I'd like to see.
Yeah.
He is pulled into an unexpected journey, Mr. Scahill is, as he chases down the hidden truth behind America's expanding covert wars. He wrote Blackwater, as I said. He also wrote a book called Dirty Wars, so you can read the book and see the film. This film has won lots of prizes, including the Cinematography Award at Sundance. It's a New York Times critic's pick. And Variety called it astonishingly hard-hitting. And adds, it's a jaw-dropping, persuasively researched pick that has the power to pry open government lockboxes. Seems to be a lot of that going on right now, and that's probably a good thing. For more information about the movie itself, you can go to dirtywars.org. And for more information about times and such, go to the CCA website.
That's going to be a fun one. Santa Fe Brewery is celebrating its 25th anniversary, speaking of birthdays. They're going to have a party and Brewers Olympics. This thing is catered by one of my favorite restaurants in town, Jean Beau Cafe. There's going to be live music. There's going to be bluegrass by Paw and the Clinkers. And there's going to be some live reggae also. And that's from 1 to 8 p.m. Out there at the brewery, sort of 35 fireplace if you head out to Rios and head towards Madrid.
Seems a little bit far from town, but it's not. It's a quick drive.
It's not. It's leave the Brew Olympics up to the brewers, and you just drive safe.
You don't have to do the high jump with a pint in your hand.
Don't have. Well, that sounds fun. I know they do competitions like that, but not for me, not this weekend. No thanks. What else? Power yoga in the park.
Outdoors yoga, power yoga.
Experience movement in the elements, 9:15 a.m., Saturdays through August 24th at Chavez Community Center. Wow. Yoga in the park.
At 9:15 outside. That's not that early.
That's not that early. It's still not too hot, I guess. And sometimes you want to be hot when you're doing yoga. So, you know.
That's true. It's hot yoga. It's automatically hot yoga because in Santa Fe it's been in the 90s lately.
Have you been down to Santa Fe Bandstand yet?
I have not. I've been out of town this week, and I'm just back, and I can't wait to go.
I know. I've wandered through. Michael Combs on Monday is great. He's a great songwriter, and he's just a great player. He's part of the sort of Buskers collective. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got, Strolling Scones, classic 60s pop and psychedelica at 6. This is all on Monday.
Far
Los Wise Guys. And then at 7:15 on the plaza, we've got Los Wise Guys. And that it continues through August 23rd. They have a great website. If you go to SantaFeBandstand.org, you can find out more about the series.
And there's a whole variety of bands.
A whole variety of bands this year. I believe a really great one just to look out for is A Hawk and a Hacksaw, which is being presented by Meow Wolf and Inside Out Productions as part of Santa Fe Bandstand. That's on Thursday, July 11th, but starts at 6. But mark your calendar and make sure you get there at 5.
Just so you got a good spot in the plaza.
Just so you got a good spot. Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll be there.
Because this one's going to be crazy. I know people that are coming down from different states to see the show.
Are they a British band?
No.
I would be wrong. No?
No, no, no. They have origins sort of right here in New Mexico.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, slight origins.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're just a very popular sort of folksy band with some Balkan roots, and people tend to love them.
Great.
And
I have one tonight.
Yes.
At Warehouse 21. There's a fashion show benefit.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock tonight at Warehouse 21. They'll have Rudy Lee Jr. Design in Warehouse 21 presenting local young models that will represent and celebrate Warehouse 21's 17th birthday. Rudy Lee Jr. is from he's from Santa Cruz, New Mexico. He's been featured at Houston's Fashion Week and Santa Fe's Fashion Week. They'll have some other designers' clothing being shown, including designers Farron Juliette Bustos, who's a student at the Santa Fe Community College Fashion Design Program. And she will be showing off steampunk-inspired line called Love and War Top Hats in bathing suits. It says in bathing suits, so I think we'll have some models wearing bathing suits and Love and War Top Hats. That's something you might want to catch at Warehouse 21 tonight.
And who's the designer?
This designer is Farron Juliette Bustos, a student at the Community College.
Oh, sweet.
Steampunk inspired.
Steampunk inspired.
Warehouse 21 tonight.
Cool. There's also another show. This one is Tuesday, I believe, July 2nd at Warehouse 21. This is progressive metal, which, you know, if you're not into metal, don't cringe, because these guys are like heavily jazz influenced and they're fantastic. And the show is being presented by Kronos Creative, which is sort of a local outfit. And it starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 2nd. And it's going to be a great sort of metalish show. I recommend that you guys go if you like metal or jazz.
Again, this is at Warehouse 21.
Yeah. Other bands that are going to be playing are Scale the Summit, Castle, Torn Between Worlds, As in We, which is another local favorite, and Distances. So I'm going to, hopefully I'll be like 100% better by then, and I'll be able to just spend a couple hours there after work.
I hope so.
Yeah. Portugal the Man. So it's a musical, just kaleidoscope this week. Also on Tuesday the 2nd, Portugal the Man, indie rockers, are playing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, which is right next to the Santa Fe Brewing Company right out there at 37 Fireplace. Tickets are available at TicketsSantaFe.org. The Lenzik. But the show is at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. That's going to be a fun show.
Speaking of the Lenzik is closed for annual maintenance. The stage is dark for a couple more weeks. Well, actually until about July, early July. But the Ticket Santa Fe box office is still open, so people can come buy their tickets in person or call and get their tickets. We're selling for lots of shows, and the New Mexico Jazz Festival is coming up later in July. It's July 12th through 28th. It's a collaboration between the Lenzik Outpost Performance Space and the New Mexico Jazz Foundation. There will be all kinds of great performances, both in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. Some are free, some are ticketed. All kinds of stuff, including at the Lenzik, the Stanley Clark Band, Terrence Blanchard Quintet, and the Lionel Loki Trio, and a local favorite, Eddie Palmieri Latin Jazz Band. For more information about the New Mexico Jazz Fest, you can go to newmexicojazzfestival.org, and tickets are available at TicketSantaFe.org.
Sweet.
Please come. You won't be sorry.
You won't be sorry.
Video artist Peter Sarkeesian is discussing his new exhibit called Video Works, 1994 to 2011. He will be speaking at the St. Francis Auditorium tonight. At what time? I don't have a time. It's probably around 7. I will check. It's at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art, 107 West Palace. It's a free talk by the artist Peter Sarkisian. For more information, you can call 476-5072.
Sweet. If you want to take a road trip, Angel Fire is having its 4th of July festivities with classic cars and a motorcycle show. It's at the Angel Fire Country Club. If you go to angelfireresort.com, you can find out more information. Let's see. Lots of interesting all sort of road trippy kinds of things. We've got the 4th of July in Maverick Rodeo in Cimarron on July 4th. In Eagle Nest, we have the July 4th extravaganza with the Fireman's Barbecue. So if you like A, firemen, and B, barbecue.
Who doesn't Eagles, like both of those things?
Amen, sister. Then go to Eagle's Nest, is all I'm saying.
Might be a little cooler up there, too.
Yeah, maybe. It's supposed to cool off in the next couple of days, but, I'm just hoping that everyone knows that there is a fireworks ban in Santa Fe. Please
respect it.
Yeah.
Respect our forests and respect our fireworks ban.
Right. And, just for the sake of the dogs and other animals that go nuts in the night when those things go off.
My dog does, for sure. She hides.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot in past weeks about this exhibit at the New Mexico History Museum, Cowboys Real and Imagined. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of really cool sounding events that are being presented in connection with it. And on Sunday, there's yet another one. There's a screening of a documentary called African American Cowboy, The Forgotten Man of the West, which will be followed by a discussion with some cowboy experts, I believe. It's all about the, as it says, the history of African American cowboys here in the West. And I wish I could say more about it, and I can probably look for more about it, but you can find more about it at the New Mexico History Museum's website or by calling 476-5200.
Sweet. Here's a great film that is playing at the CCA, Hala Nagila. The movie. This thing is killer. It's a great sort of tribute to the song, and it's also sort of a wonderful chronological journey of the song and how it was made and what it means.
I think the filmmaker was on with one of our guest hosts a couple weeks ago, maybe with Hollis Walker.
Yeah, exactly.
But have you seen it yet?
I have. Oh, Hala Nagila?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounded like you had, and you enjoyed it?
Oh, no, I enjoyed it very much. And I think even if you're, not Jewish, and you think you've never heard the song before, go and see the movie, because it's entertaining, but it's also very enlightening, so definitely at the CCA, one of my favorite theaters in town.
Me too. CCA also has Much Ado About Nothing, a film by Joss Whedon, which I know some people were skeptical about, but it's gotten very good reviews.
Yeah.
From what I've read, it's supposed to be pretty good.
It's supposed to be.
I haven't seen it.
I used to work with someone who was a Joss Whedon freak, and I would love to know what his take on it is.
Joss Whedon does Shakespeare.
Yeah. But it's getting rave reviews, so, Hey, before we go, I just wanted to send out my heartfelt condolences to everybody in the KSFR family. Poor Diego.
Yeah, Diego Mulligan passed away.
And I didn't know him very well, but I just wanted to extend my condolences because I didn't have a chance last week. So.
Thank you, and I feel the same way. I extend mine as well to the KSFR family and his
and
family.
And his family, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to tell listeners that there is a Diego Mulligan Memorial Fund that has been set up, and I am looking for information on it right now. It's a chance for people to give money to help support Diego's family. I believe he has 3 kids and his wife who he's left behind. It's called the Diego Family Memorial Fund. It's been opened at Los Alamos National Bank. You can go to any LANB branch and make a deposit to the fund, contribute. There will also be a public memorial for Diego in a few weeks, but we won't have the details yet. Probably this week we'll have them, and we'll be announcing it on all your favorite KSFR programs. You can also keep track of what's going on in that area on ksfr.org. So Diego will be missed by us and by the community.
Very much so. Excuse me. Got all choked up there.
I know he would. He was a big supporter of so many things in Santa Fe. And
yeah. I wanted to just throw this announcement out there. You remember Site Santa Fe's spread?
Yes.
Dinners that they have? These things are amazing. They're fun. And they do so much good. That we had the poems. What was it? The snow poems last year?
I don't know.
I didn't attend.
Snow
poems. I think they won last year. Anyway, this year... you have until July 7th to get your applications in. Artists of all disciplines are invited to submit proposals for food-related projects.
Food is the theme.
For the October 11th dinner designed to generate financial support for artistic innovation, just go to spreadsantafe.com and do it quick, because after July 7th, there's no way you can do it.
No more.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right. Exactly. I think I want to go to that fashion show. That sounds actually like a lot of fun.
The top hats? Is that what got you?
Yeah, I did a story on someone a few years ago who had a steampunk line. And she sold mostly online, though, but she has a little store out in the fashion outlets.
Really?
Yeah.
A local designer?
Yeah, she's a local designer. I mean, she's designed things that have been used by... I don't know. She has some tie to Alexander McQueen, God rest his soul. But she has this amazing shop, and she was just starting to get into all this steampunk stuff. But you go in there, and she has everything. She has everything. You go in there, and you say, I need an earring in the shape of a skull with one diamond on it. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Let me just show you this aisle here, and you'll find it.
Exactly. So that's a pretty cool store. I hear... Is that... What do I... What
is
do
that
I
our
hear?
Outro music, as you say? Outro?
Yes. Is that our outro music?
So you're heading back to New Mexico Magazine, where you're working on the upcoming issue?
Upcoming. We're actually now working on September, but August is in the bag. July 7th, or the July issue is on the shelves. There's a great Northeast road trip piece in there.
I think I hear a blender, too. I'm sorry about the buzzing sound.
That's great. Just... pretend you're eating a smoothie while you're listening to us. It's very soothing.
Thanks again for being with us. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Next week we'll have your colleague Candace Walsh here in the studio, also known as the Santa Fe Baking Company, from which we broadcast. And I want to thank everybody for being here with us. You have been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, who's taking a much-deserved vacation. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafemc. Please stay tuned for the BBC News, which will be followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.